Watch, Antifa blocks streets, sets fire in Seattle Inauguration Day protest. By Bob Price on January 20, 2021. Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters joined forces in Seattle to block traffic in the downtown area. A video shows the protesters setting a large fire in close proximity to several commuter buses. A group of BLM and Antifa posters shut down traffic in downtown Seattle on Wednesday night following the inauguration of President Joe Biden. The Como video tweeted by @_justice7 shows multiple cars and buses stopped by the protesters as they set a large banner ablaze. More aerial video footage of the Antifa/BLM group burning a banner while protesting in the streets #SeattlePic.twitter.com/7Q4Buick6. JUSTICE, @_justice7, January 21, 2021. Independent journalist Brendan Guttenschwiger tweeted a closer view of the group setting an American flag on fire. American flags are burned on the streets of Seattle as part of tonight's J20 direct action #Seattle #SeattleProtests #J20Pic.twitter.com/DTL9CheckInf. Brendan Guttenschwiger, @GoneTheScene, January 21, 2021. The protesters shouted "No cops, no prisons, total abolition" as they marched through the downtown business district. No cops, no prisons, total abolition. Antifa marched through Seattle tonight for an Inauguration Day J20 demonstration #Seattle #SeattleProtests #J20Pic.twitter.com/C Get8UKN. Brendan Guttenschwiger, @GoneTheScene, January 21, 2021. Guttenschwiger showed the vandalism of an Amazon Go store. The video shows broken windows and many messages spray-painted on the building. The messages included "Guillotine Bezos." No cops, no prisons, total abolition. Antifa marched through Seattle tonight for an Inauguration Day J20 demonstration #Seattle #SeattleProtests #J20Pic.twitter.com/C Get8UKN. Brendan Guttenschwiger, @GoneTheScene, January 21, 2021. Seattle Police Department officials tweeted photos illustrating more of the damage to downtown businesses. Police are monitoring a group in #DowntownSeattle. Multiple sites have been vandalized. One arrest made for property damage. Pic.twitter.com/OLF is GT5off. Seattle Police Department, @SeattlePD, January 21, 2021. A Como News 4 video tweeted by independent journalist Andy Ngo shows the marchers attempting to smash the windows of businesses. Seattle, #Antifa continue their march through the streets. A camera from a helicopter captures some of them trying to break inside a building. Pic.twitter.com/33Uval7Aper. Anding O, @MrAndingO, January 21, 2021. The Seattle Collegian tweeted video showing damage to the U.S. courthouse and police officers attempting to regain control of the area. @U.S. courthouse protesters break windows. Pic.twitter.com/Apple5DBBBZH. The Seattle Collegian, @InfoCollegian, January 21, 2021. Cops putting out a fire. Pic.twitter.com/KGuys0YMJK. The Seattle Collegian, @InfoCollegian, January 21, 2021. Lots of bike cops have now pulled up. Pic.twitter.com/Beth6Sters. The Seattle Collegian, @InfoCollegian, January 21, 2021. As the violence continues in Seattle, more police officers arrive and attempt to make arrests. Some arrests have been made. #SeattlePic.twitter.com/XTF9G1CU. JUSTICE, @_justice7, January 21, 2021. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceBTX, Parler @BobPrice, and Facebook.